All the best to you.
Where are you?
To learn from the descent during the time of ascent. Excerpt number one. Since in every beginning a person must start over the acceptance of the kingdom of heaven, it is not enough that yesterday he had faith in the Creator. For this reason, every acceptance of the kingdom of heaven is considered a new discernment. That is, now he receives a part of the vacant space that was devoid of the kingdom of heaven, and admits that empty place and fills
it. Let's go further.
Except number two from Rabash, letter 77. The whole foundation is that one should ask that all of one's thoughts and desires will be only to benefit the Creator. A depiction of lowliness called divinity in the dust immediately appears. Hence, we must not be impressed by the descent, since many pennies join into a great amount. This is, as we learned, there is no absence in spirituality. Rather, that is that it has temporarily departed in order to have room for work to advance. This is so because every moment that we scrutinize into holiness enters the domain of holiness, and a person descends only in order to sort out more sparks of holiness. However, there is an advice that one should not wait until his degree is lowered for him, and when he feels his lowliness, he goes up again. And that ascent is regarded as sorting a part into holiness. Instead, he himself descends and elevates other sparks, and raises them into the domain of holiness. It is as our sages said, before I lose, I search, meaning before I lose the situation I'm in, I start searching. It is as Bala Sulam said about King David, who said, I awaken the dawn. Our sages said, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. Therefore, the keeping is primarily during the ascent, and not during the descent. During the ascent, we need to extend fear, lest we are pushed out, God forbid.
Continue.
Excerpt number 3, Rabash, article 27. What is the meaning of suffering in the work? Our sages said, what I did not lose, I seek. That is, an old man walking bent, always looking at the ground as though searching for something. He says, I have lost nothing, yet I search. We should interpret, old is he who has acquired wisdom. That is, he is wise who sees the future. Since he can come to a descent in order to acquire empty kilim, empty vessels, so the Creator may fill them, or he will remain in a state of lowliness because he will not feel deficient. Then, when he loses the state of ascent, he begins to seek advice how to ascend in spirituality once again. Therefore, one who is old, meaning wise, and sees the future, begins to search how to ascend in spirituality even before he loses the state of ascent. He begins to follow all the counsels about the ways to ascend on the spiritual degrees, and this is done by seeking deficiencies in the state he is in. In that case, there is no need to throw him down in importance, so he will find and see deficiencies in himself, since he himself will be looking for deficiencies, so as to have empty kilim that the Creator... Excerpt number 12... from Shamati 21, when one feels oneself in a state of ascent. When one feels oneself in a state of ascent, that is, he is high-spirited. When he feels that he has no desire but only for spirituality, It is then good to delve in the secrets of the Torah in order to attain its internality. Even if one sees that although he exerts to understand something and still does not know anything, it is still worthwhile to delve in the secrets of the Torah even 100 times in a single thing. One should not despair, meaning say that it's useless since he does not understand anything. This is for 2 reasons. A, when one delves into something and yearns to understand it, that yearning is called a prayer. This is because a prayer is a lack, meaning that one is craving what he lacks, that the Creator will satisfy his desire. The extent of the prayer is measured by the desire. Since the thing that one needs most, the desire for it, is greater. For according to the measure of the need, so is the measure of the yearning. There is a rule that in the thing that one makes the most effort, the exertion increases the lack, and he wants to receive filling for his deficiency. Also, a desire is called prayer, regarded as the work in the heart, since the Merciful One wants the heart. It turns out that then one can give